the streets in Tehran. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Earlier today, as tens of thousands of supporters of opposition candidate Mousavi took to the streets of Tehran, and also Ahmadinejad with his own supporters, it looked pretty peaceful to me, but no media coming out other than rogue Twitters, etc. Most visas are expiring, and the journalists are being shut down for now. Here's what President Obama had to say about the election results.
It's not productive, given the history of U.S.-Iranian relations, to be seen as meddling, the U.S. president meddling in Iranian elections.
Senator John McCain has quite a different take. Here's what he said earlier in the day.
Well, we condemn the sham, corrupt election. We do what we have done throughout the Cold War and afterwards. So we speak up for the people of Tehran and Iran and all the cities all over that country who have been deprived of one of their fundamental rights. We speak out forcefully, and we make sure that the world knows that America leads, and including increased funding for FARDA, the Iranian free radio. Foxes are in charge of the hen house. The guardian council are the same ones were in charge of the election that had these very rapid election returns. And it's clearly corrupt. The president should speak out that this election is flawed. It is wrong. It's a deprivation of the Iranian people of their basic human right. He should speak out that this is a corrupt, flawed sham of an election. The Iranian people have been deprived of their rights. We support them in their struggle against the oppressive regime, and they should not be subjected to four more years of Ahmadinejad and the radical Muslim cleric. Well, I think it's possible to engage, but item number one is give the Iranian people a free and fair election. I'd engage vigorously.
All right, you've seen him on Fox, MSNBC, just to name a few places. Jeff Atticott, he's a professor of law and the director of the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio, Texas. Jeff, thanks for joining us on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
What about what you just heard there from McCain saying that Mousavi really kind of deserves a right to have this whole thing recounted? That's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. And it kind of, you know, history repeats itself. Remember when Ronald Reagan looked the Soviet empire in the eye and said it was an evil empire? I mean, that's the type of moral clarity the United States has always stood for. We are the beacon of freedom to the world. And, you know, to have a president to say that we're meddling if somehow he, you know, stands for freedom is outrageous, in my opinion. We certainly have to support at every opportunity the winds of democracy. And clearly there are many, many people in Iran that do not like to live under this dictatorship.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I was in a way, I was surprised you said that, because just on the heels of what happened in Cairo and embracing the Muslim world and all that sort of stuff. So I 100% agree with you there. What's the deal on this? Do you think this was rigged, so to speak, to favor Ahmadinejad?
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole election process is rigged. Even Mousavi is rigged, because none of the candidates can stand for election until the Ayatollah and his council of mullahs certify them. And in past elections, if they don't like your politics or your point of view, in other words, if you're too radical, too democratic, you won't even get to run for election. So there's really not that great of a difference between Ahmadinejad and Mousavi, because they were both certified as candidates that could run in the process. What happened 4 years ago is that you had literally dozens and dozens of reformists, real reformists, that wanted to run for office in the parliament, and the mullah simply said, no, you're not going to be able to run. So the whole process is rigged. What's really interesting is people are taking to the streets, and that's what caused the Soviet Union to collapse, is that people simply took to the streets. It reminds me of a speech that Fidel Castro made in 1991, and in one of his shorter speeches, I think it was only 8 hours, and he said, I will not be another Mikhail Gorbachev. what he recognized is that if you're going to be a dictator, you've got to be a brutal dictator. You cannot let up on the pressure cooker. You cannot allow people to have some degree of freedom, because if you give that to them, they will indeed take to the streets in the tens of thousands, and that might be something that the mullahs are now having to face. They allow these sham elections to go forward, given the illusion that there is some type of democracy, and people are really demanding that they have true democracy.
Yeah, and that's probably why, right, that the mullahs, which I'm assuming it would have had to come from there, that they wanted the press pretty much out of the country, and they didn't want a lot of things coming out anymore from the protests and the seven people being killed, and then some of these charges that military guys are going around the streets and beating people. They don't want that out there, do they?
No, in fact, if we have reports that seven have been killed, you can be sure that it's 7 times 70 that have been killed, arrested, detained. They're doing everything they can to clamp down on this movement, and they're going to react like the Chinese did if they have to in Tiananmen Square. The Chinese people got the winds of freedom, blew over to that part of the world from the Russian experience. They took to the streets, and of course that regime crushed them with brute force. And that's what you'll see here in Iran. If they have to, they're going to bring out the goons in full force, and they will crush this this quote-unquote uprising.
Yeah, don't you think, I mean, are we ever going to really, let's be honest, have a relationship with Iran? It's scary talking about what's going on with the nukes, et cetera. Do you have to, does somebody just have to put their foot down and say, forget this UN sanction stuff? You know, somebody has to take a stronger stance. Do you think that's what has to happen here for things to change? As you said, the winds of democracy.
Well, there is an opening right now, because, you know, that's the problem, that democracy will spread if you have a collapse of a dictatorship, or if you have the result of a war, as we saw after World War II. We were able to instill democratic values in the German people, the Italians, and the Japanese. And this is an opportunity. When you've got tens of thousands of people getting out in the streets, it's certainly an opportunity. They're looking to us for, for some type of backing, at least some moral backing, and not to have a leader that says, well, I don't want to meddle. This is outrageous. You don't want to meddle. I mean, this is what America is about. This is really the only path to war avoidance, because you can never stop war, but you can take steps to avoid war. And, you know, history has shown that democracies don't fight each other. So if you want to encourage the stopping of aggression in the world, you encourage democratic behavior. This is a golden opportunity to win this without firing a shot. Remember, the Soviet Union collapsed. We didn't send any soldiers over there. We didn't have any conflict with them. People basically want to be free, unless you've been brainwashed in the Hitler Youth camp or the madrasas, or you're at the very top of the power struggle. The average person, as our Constitution indicates, as our Declaration of Independence holds, wants to be free. They want certain inalienable rights that are God-given, and all people want those things. We just need to encourage it at every step and not, you know, shuffle around and say, aw, shucks, we don't want to meddle. You don't want to meddle. You have to look evil in the eye, condemn evil, and stand up and be counted.
Oh, I agree 100%. Jeff, can we have you back on again? You were terrific. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Jeff Atticott, of course, professor of law and the director of the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University. Hang with us. More to come on the flip side.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 16, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 93810. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 96502, 482.51 for the half ounce, and 241.26 for a quarter ounce. That's 96502, 482.51, and 241.26.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Obviously, we just talked right there to Jeff Atticott and about how do you affect the winds of change, etc., and democracy and see that at work. And supposedly, to the world, that was the idea. Okay, look, we're having these democratic elections, but it really was nothing of the sort. Obviously, the deck was stacked, and now certainly Iran doesn't want all these horrific pictures to get out there of people being beaten or any of that other stuff, except for the peaceful demonstrations, which we did see shots of that. This is radio, but trust me, folks, I watched it all day long. You saw pretty much both sides, meaning Ahmadinejad or Mousavi supporters, kind of side by side hitting the streets, but there wasn't anything disruptive about those protests. Now, you heard Obama saying he was reluctant, or the United States should be reluctant, to be seen as meddling. And the reaction to that by many, just like John McCain, is give me a break. This is the time to jump in there, if anything, and support these people if you're going to see any kind of a change. Now, the one thing that Obama did say, he did go on to say a couple of other things, was that the world has some deep concerns about the election. Well, he threw that out there. But then he talked about the whole meddling, given the history of the U.S.-Iranian relationship. So we'll talk about that as we move along here on the show. I know I've gotten a ton of emails about that, so keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net. Should we meddle, in other words, in a different way by letting it all just happen? Or you can call us, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. James is listening to us in Connecticut, and he has a very special reason for calling in. I'm glad he did. There is a radiothon going on WSTC, one of our great affiliates, longtime affiliates in Connecticut. James, how are you?
How are you, Kay? I figured that I won't be able to talk to you on Friday, so I might as well call in tonight.
No, I'm glad that you called in. First of all, let's talk about the camps where you raised the money to send the kids. I got several notes from you, and I want to know where all that stands, and let's tell the listeners exactly what, at your very young age, you have managed to do.
Yeah, I'm only 22. I'm from the University of Connecticut. I'm a junior there currently, and in 5 years, I have raised over $50,000 to send these kids to camp. And the purpose of this radiothon is to possibly break last year's record of over $30,000 that I raised. We're going to attempt to raise $22,000 because that's what I need to get there in 42 hours this weekend here locally. And we've got Jenny Stepanek, the mother of the poet and peacemaker, late Maddie Stepanek, and Tony Orlando and Maureen McGovern and possibly Jack Jones and some other people coming on. They're just lending their time and their talents. This is a realization of a dream for me, Kate, because ever since I was 4 years old, I used to watch all the telethons when telethons were in vogue, so to speak. And I always wanted to do this kind of a thing where I could be a broadcaster and give back to people. And I was crying this morning because the dream is finally coming true.
Wow, no kidding. And I just cannot say enough about the work and what you have done. And I hope so many people participate in this radiothon for MDA, because your efforts to send kids to camp, just tremendous, as you mentioned, while you're going to school at the University of Connecticut. And it's funny you talk about Maddie Stepanek, and Oprah Winfrey loved that kid, and I think really kind of he was just such a gentle soul anyway, with his poetry and so young and tender. But she had him on her show many times, and people still, in fact, she showed a clip last week. People still talk about him and the effect that he had at such a young age. Sadly, of course, passing away, but just an amazing kid. Tony Orlando, for a very long time, has been a big-time supporter and fundraiser. Of course, people know Maureen McGovern, et cetera. And tell people, too, you and you do incredible with what you have to deal with. But you, how long have you had cerebral palsy?
Since birth.
And you're a good-looking kid. You're out there. You're pitching. You're helping. And you're doing everything that you can to help the cause. What has been the most rewarding thing for you since you've been involved in this? And you've been involved in the whole fundraiser thing since 2005.
The most rewarding thing, well, there are two, really. Number one is going to the camp in August when they have a VIP day and they invite everybody down to just see the camp. It's so moving because you see these kids and they have these incurable diseases that could potentially, and in most cases, do lead to early death. And they're happy. They don't talk about their disease and they don't talk about dying. They really would much rather talk to you about sports or their favorite activities or swimming or all the things they get to do at camp and just be a normal kid. And the other thing that really touches me is I have a kid named Cody. And Cody and I have been friends for about a year. Cody's about to turn 9. And I got him an autograph book of various celebrities. And one of the autographs that came was from Cookie Monster. I don't think I ever told you this, Kate. One of the autographs was from Cookie Monster. And the autograph inscription read, "Dear Cody, me wish you strength, love Cookie Monster." I cried my eyes out for 20 or 30 minutes when I saw that.
Boy, no kidding. And it probably meant the world. I mean, there's no question about that.
I mean, he hasn't gotten that one yet because I just got it in the mail, but I'm going to send it to him. And his mother was so excited, and she's so thrilled that we're bringing public awareness to this, and she's going to be on the radiothon as well to share her story.
Wow. And so if somebody wants to donate money, this is the key, because now this happens a lot with me. People will ask me, what do they need to do?
They need to go to www.mdactkids.org. I realize a couple of things. I realize that the economy is down. I realize that many of your listeners are truckers, and I respect them, and they're out there on the road driving, and they don't have time to write it down on a piece of paper, or they're busy doing other things. What I need you guys to do is go to mdactkids.org, and just give a dollar. That's all I need is a dollar. Mm. And if enough people send me a dollar, not only will I break last year's goal, but I'll send everybody to camp. And wouldn't that be a miracle?
Yeah, no kidding. How many, and tell us again, how many kids are you hoping to send to camp?
Well, the record for me is 37. So I hope to send at least 37 more. I'd love to send all 70 that the camp can handle.
And they're all, and the kids are all different ages, right?
Right. They range in age from, I think, 6 to 18, yeah.
Wow, 6 to 18. And as you said, it's like they don't have any diseases, and the kids have different kinds of diseases that they're living with and dealing with, right?
Right. I mean, everybody thinks that muscular dystrophy is just one, you know, big umbrella disease. But actually, there are different forms of it and different severities. Like, for instance, my friend Cody has Duchenne muscular dystrophy. That's the deadliest in males that are children. Then there's spinal muscular atrophy. And there's Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease, and there are just so many. And even, you know, even though we're not dealing with the adults here, May was ALS Awareness Month, and I know Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood lost her mother, Betty Humphreys, to the disease this past year, and she told her story on the telethon. So, and what I'm trying to say is muscular dystrophy knows no race, no color, no creed, no religion, no political affiliation, no age. It could strike you like that. And it's just so comforting, I think, to know that not only that people like me exist, and I'm not trying to say that to boost my ego, but that the MDA exists and that we're there for you and we don't turn anybody away for any reason.
Yeah, I think it's terrific what you're doing, and we're going to make sure that we say that address a lot to people, and just a great affiliate, WSTC WNLKAM in Fairfield, Connecticut. The address again is www.mdactkids.org. Very easy to remember. James, good luck with that, and we'll keep pushing that, and hopefully you'll go right over the top and get all 70 kids there.
Right, and I will call you back sometime next week or email you
with
the results,
Kate.
Okay?
Absolutely. Let us know. James, terrific. Man, we almost need, we need like a round of applause for James with that studio audience. That's like our daily salute. There it is. Amazing what this kid, the kid himself, has done for others. Just incredible. See, there's people out there that care. Hang with us. We got odds and ends on the flip side.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
July 13th, the Senate starts to vet out President Obama's U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Sonia Sotomayor. Certainly, there have been a lot of headlines. There's been a lot of conversations about this woman's background and the cases, and that's the normal procedure for anybody who's going to get the lifetime appointment should she be approved and move on to fill the shoes of Justice Souter. One of the things that will be looked at is this discrimination case. Remember this case? One of the decisions I think that certainly has added some fuel to conservatives' fire anyway concerning some of what Sotomayor has done in her past when it comes to ruling a certain way centers around a group of firefighters in New Haven, Connecticut, who say that the city discriminated against them when it said it was going to use the results of a written exam to help choose candidates for promotion, but then threw out the test when none of the black candidates and very few of the Hispanic candidates scored high enough on the test. Now, the firefighters sued and lost, and Sotomayor was part of the panel that heard their appeal. It is the same case that is now before the U.S. Supreme Court. I have some other interesting things to say about that, including something that somebody told me today, an attorney, about a thing called Title VII. It's the federal civil rights law that prevents discrimination in employment, and we'll talk about that in a second. Perfect person to join us on the show. He's just terrific. John Fuller from John Hopkins Hospital, talking about affirmative action, reverse discrimination. And really, do they have any place in the workplace? John, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
When it comes to the situation with the firefighters, and I just briefly mentioned that, the idea, and you may be more familiar with it than me, as I said, I was talking to an attorney about this Title VII deal. Are you familiar with that and why that ultimately, I guess, that's what led to the decision on this lawsuit with the firefighters?
Well, the Title VII is the 1964 Civil Rights Act that really guides the entire equal employment opportunity and affirmative action process. And it is a guiding factor in it because part of the actual Civil Rights Act itself is that an employer can't use a test that is not what they say job-related, and the employer is presented with and refuses to adopt another test with less disparate impact. What the firefighters are saying is that New Haven went out of their way to make sure that the test wasn't culturally biased, in fact used a firm that's nationally used by a Fortune 500 companies called Industrial Organizational Solutions, to take about 3 months to make sure that nothing in the test was culturally biased. So that's how that manifested itself, because the firefighters felt that because the city actually went through all of those hoops to make sure that it wasn't discriminatory, they threw out the test because they didn't like the results.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that explanation. It's funny, I'd never heard, I don't know why, but I'd never heard it called Title VII, I guess because always familiar with the just the federal civil rights law, just what it is, civil rights. So in invoking that, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the U.S. Supreme Court on this one, because it's, as I said, it's now something that they're talking about. In the case of discrimination, and I've mentioned this as one of the things to talk about, just affirmative action. Is affirmative action outdated? Was it something that worked incredibly well for a short window of time, or is it something that just needs to be changed?
I think it needs to be looked at. Most of my colleagues in the affirmative action field feel the same way. You have to remember that affirmative action was really instituted around 1971, and we can remember what cell phones looked like. Back then they were just invented, and Vietnam War was going on. And we went through a lot of changes during that time, laws and really businesses and industries making sure that they follow the guidance of the Title VII where they're not discriminating against all the protected classes. So the last case that went up with the University of Michigan, Justice O'Connor said, well, maybe we will be able to get rid of affirmative action within 25 years. But this case will probably have a lot of impact on hiring if it's found for the firefighters.
Yeah, and what do you think, I mean, in examining, and you certainly know this too as well, because it's been talked about so much, in looking at the makeup of the court, certainly that plays an important factor here. If you were to play the guessing game, which of course it's almost like predicting what's going to happen in the Super Bowl, I guess, in a way, but what do you think happens with this case as it goes before the justices?
Well, they've heard the arguments already, and if you read some of the transcripts from the oral arguments before the court, the typical justices who ruled conservatively are for the firefighters. You can tell by their line of questioning where they're saying, in effect, if you throw a test out, how is that equal opportunity for those who actually did pass the test? And that was Justice Scalia that said that. So it is my just personal opinion that I think it's going to go 5-4 in favor of the firefighters.
Wow. In looking at reverse discrimination, do you think we're seeing much more of this now these days in 2009? You keep hearing that term. It gets thrown out there. It's reverse discrimination. I hear it all the time in the talk show world when we're actually delving into it a little bit. But people that I know that are in HR say they've actually had lots of people that have come to them and made claims like that. Now they have to prove it or they have to file something, but do you think we're seeing more of that?
I think what you're seeing is that people are actually using Title VII as a discriminatory act for everything. I mean, it's not really reverse discrimination because the actual Civil Rights Act says that you can't discriminate based upon national origin or color or race, and color is the key term there, where it doesn't mean you have to be a color within a protected class. You can be a white male, white female, and still have a discrimination charge. So they're really just using what's there to protect everyone. The whole premise for equal opportunity is just that. Everyone has the equal opportunity to apply for or continue in a job. So there is more of that type of charges coming up now because just the dynamics in the workforce are changing. There's more underrepresented minorities in positions of authority. So you're going to have human nature take over where if one race discriminates, then that doesn't just mean that's the only race that discriminates.
Yeah. You have a great website, by the way. It's of course, 3Ws, atworkwithjohnfuller.com. And one of the things that's a giant headline you've got on your website, and it says workplace complaints jumped 15% in 2008, and now we're into 2009. Are we seeing this trend continue? Is it because of the economy?
Yes, and I do think that that's a major reason right now. The economy is making people put up with a lot more work than what they would normally do because before, if you didn't like something that went on, you would either file a complaint or you would quit. Now people are staying on the job and experiencing more of the harassment and discrimination because they don't want to leave. And they can get to a point where they just feel like they're in such a hostile working environment that they will come to my door and other EEO officers' door and say, I'm really being discriminated. I need your help.
Yeah.
So the 15% was the highest increase in EEOC history, by the way, last year.
Wow, that's crazy. And as you mentioned it, we're speaking with John Fuller, the Director of Workforce Diversity for John Hopkins Hospital. And, you know, certainly you're working in a very prestigious place, and obviously they're concerned, and you are excellent at your job, so you keep up with everything, the regs, et cetera. And do you encourage other HRs to do the same? Because sometimes I think it depends on corporation from corporation and also depending on the industry, like the broadcasting industry versus hospitals versus, construction industry. It does vary, don't you find that?
Well, it does vary. It's just that every industry has to be aware that they could be hit with a potential lawsuit that could damage their business. I mean, we just look at the recent case from NASCAR, for instance, $220 million lawsuit for one sexual harassment suit that their management refused to address after 23 specific times that the woman brought that forward. So, I mean, you really have to look at it. That can be potentially damaging to your business and to the brand that you have.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Do you think as we move into the future that, I don't know, how am I trying to say this? I'm thinking of when I first got into broadcasting, since that's my background and it's always been my background. I can remember when I first got out of school and got my first job at a TV station. I was a television anchor, John, and it was at KOB in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I had to sit down in a room by myself for an hour and a half and watch a boring film about discrimination and harassment and all that sort of stuff, and then sign a little statement saying I had seen it. And then, you know, you move on from there, and that was it. And then I found, as I went to other places, they had workshops and all that kind of stuff. Do you think that as we move into the future, we'll see more of that, more hands-on training, I guess, that kind of thing for the employees?
Right. I think every business and employer should go beyond covering the base, so to speak, of having people look at a film and sign a form, because the courts also look at that, too. They're going to say, what have you done to prevent this in case they're presented with a charge? And you can say, well, I had people sign a form and look at a tape, and then the next question is going to be, and then what did you do? How did you follow this up? So businesses want to have that done in order to protect themselves.
Yeah. John Fuller, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for filling in the blanks. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you down the road again.
All right. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. John Fuller, Director of the Workforce Diversity Program at the John Hopkins Hospital, of course. Hang with us. Some more of those odds and ends coming up.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
This day in history and birthdays. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Stretch drive time. Gotta love that upside down news. This is probably one of the funniest things that I had heard in a while. There's something about an animal, especially a giant animal, being in the wrong place. And you might have heard this story already, but in Sarasota Springs, New York, a large moose wandered onto the grounds of a very historic place in New York, the racetrack. That's where Secretariat ran, Man of War, etc., some famous old horses of the past, thoroughbreds. But a bullwinkle was apparently, wink, wink, the name of the large moose. He isn't part of the six-week racing season. It starts next month at Saratoga, so the timing's pretty good, though. Police in Saratoga report that the moose was first spotted just the other day in the downtown area. He was later found at the race course. They had to tranquilize the moose and then return it into the woods. It was a weird sight, though. You just got to stretch your imagination, think of a racetrack, and then think of a moose wandering around on that track. It would be a little odd, wouldn't it? This from Columbus, Ohio. Dawn Thompson Esther didn't know what would come first, her diploma or her baby. She was obviously very, very preggers. She thought she was having labor pains during the commencement ceremony at Ohio's Columbus State University, so She was allowed to cross the stage first to get her sheepskin. She had been number 749. She got the diploma and rushed to a paramedic who was waiting with a stretcher. Turns out the labor pains were just a false alarm. That's probably good news. The hospital sent the new grad packing. Had to go home. From Fairfax, Virginia, hair salon in D.C., in a D.C. suburb, that's Fairfax, is offering free haircuts. That'd be nice. The Alexander de Paris Salon started the on-the-house dues yesterday. They're going to continue into the next coming days. The idea is to help people who are looking for work to look their best. The freebie cuts are available to anyone who walks in. They're also collecting money for the Dress for Success nonprofit group. It's a great group where people donate their work clothes and stuff so that other people can go and look for jobs and have appropriate clothes to wear. The group, of course, helping disadvantaged women entering the workforce by giving them all the stuff that I just mentioned, the suits and business attire. So from Cadillac, Michigan, they call it the F-16 of golf carts. So Michigan high school students created the ultimate golf cart for the U.S. Air Force. They started it last fall. The students at a career tech center got an old golf cart to repair. The idea was to get it running so it could be used for airfield transportation. The students actually ended up having bigger ideas. They tricked out the cart with everything from custom bodywork to a GPS satellite navigation system. The Air Force brass is so impressed with Project ACE, they decided to use the supercart as a recruiting tool. Cool. So the Cadillac News is reporting that the golf cart will be displayed at a host of events from air shows to even NASCAR races. Wow. That's it for upside down all around. Here's what's happening. Crazy kind of news. In this day in history, and boy, we have a couple of events that are worth noting. It's June 17th. So we're still 200 days left in the year, about 197 if my math is correct. And it is Wednesday. So 1775, the Revolutionary War, Battle of Bunker Hill, famous, obviously, took place near Boston. The battle actually occurred on Breed's Hill. A lot of people don't realize that because they always say Bunker Hill, Bunker Hill. And it was a costly victory for the British. They suffered heavy losses while dislodging and doing away with the rebels. 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor aboard a French ship. And I've probably mentioned this before, but if you're visiting New York and you want to go to the Statue of Liberty, the Crown is now open to visitors. July 4th is when it starts, and boy, get those reservations because it's filling up fast. 1928, Amelia Earhart embarked on that transatlantic flight from Newfoundland to Wales with a couple of other pilots, becoming the first woman to make the trip, actually, as a passenger. In 1944, the Republic of Iceland was established. In 1957, mob underboss Frank Scalise was shot to death at a produce market in Bronx, New York, right out there for everybody to see. That's why that's interesting. They also had another mob hit in the 80s that was very, very public. In 1959, a British court awarded American entertainer Liberace £8,000, which would be about $22,000 at the time anyway, in his libel suit against the Daily Mirror over an article that Liberace charge implied that he was a homosexual. Somebody that knew him said that, and he sued the newspaper. In 1969, the raunchy musical review O Calcutta Nudity opened in New York. 1971, the United States and Japan signed a treaty under which Okinawa would revert to Japanese control, rather. In 1972, President Richard Nixon, eventually his downfall began at that time with the arrest of five burglars inside the Democratic National Headquarters in D.C. That would be the Watergate complex. We roll forward in 1986. President Ronald Reagan announced the retirement of Chief Justice Warren Burger, who was succeeded by William Rehnquist right after that. If we look back 10 years ago, Joseph Stanley Fowler, a former auto mechanic who'd killed a woman during a 75 burglary, became the first Canadian to be executed in the United States in almost half a century as he was lethally injected in Huntsville, Texas. And also the Republican-controlled House narrowly voted to loosen restrictions on sales at gun shows, marking a huge win for the National Rifle Association. 5 years ago, a bipartisan report found that officials blindsided by terrorists and beset by some real poor communications were slow to react on September 11th, 2001, that the last of the four hijacked planes had crashed by the time Vice President Dick Cheney ordered hostile aircraft shot down. President George W. Bush disputed the September 11 Commission findings that Saddam Hussein had no strong ties to al-Qaeda. Just 1 year ago, hundreds of same-sex couples got married across California on the first day that gay marriage became legal by order of the state's highest court. Of course, California voters later approved Prop 8, which restricted nuptials to a union between a man and a woman. So 18,000 people got married, and it still holds up because it's grandfathered in. But for anyone else, they cannot get married in the state of California. Quickly, we have some birthdays for you. I love it. Actor Greg Kinnear. I think he's funny. Remember Talk Soup? He was good. And then he went on to make some pretty interesting pictures. Probably the best, or I think one of the best. Little Miss Sunshine. Very, very funny. So he is 46 years old. Actor comedian Will Forte is 39 years old. Tennis player Venus Williams is 29 years old. How many trips has she won in her career? Actor Damian Roberts is 13 years old. Comedian Joe Piscopo, longtime Saturday Night alum from, I think, 70s, is 58 years old. Who doesn't know singer Barry Manilow, Weekend in New England, Mandy, just to name a few of those hits. 63 years old. Wonder if he's celebrating at the Copacabana. Actor Thomas Hayden Church, 48 years old, very, very funny. You might catch his old stuff in a sitcom called Wings. Olympic gold medal speed skater Dan Jansen is 44 years old. Actor Jason Patrick wants a squeeze of Julia Roberts, 43 years old. R&B singer Kevin Thornton is 40 years old. We're just kind of jumping around here. Also celebrating a birthday, Washington Redskins defensive lineman Albert Haynesworth is 28 years old. Oh, yes, and Price is right. Sweet! Also celebrating a birthday, movie producer, director, writer Bobby Farley, very funny, the Farley brothers, 51 years old. I think we got one more for you. See if anyone recognizes this name. Actor, rapper, Hercules, 26 years old. Hercules in Big Time, to give you a hint for those young enough to realize who I'm talking about. One last one, I lied. Tammy Coulter from the Waltons is 44 years old. I just can't place the face. I think one of the really, really young girls. Leaving you with this one, journalism allows its readers to witness history. Fiction gives its readers an opportunity to live it.